Establishing minimum salaries for educators and school staff will be a top priority for the Massachusetts Teachers Association this legislative session. The union is backing a bill to ensure K-12 support staff receive a minimum salary of $55,000 a year, while teachers would earn a minimum of $70,000. Union President Max Page says pay raises could reduce the number of bargaining campaigns across the state.
We're putting a stake in the ground saying, let's be truthful about what it costs to bring in and retain the best new generation of educators.
Page says the union is also aiming for pay increases at state universities and the UMass system, and to ensure part-time adjunct faculty are eligible for state pensions and health insurance. A recent study found Massachusetts faculty members are the lowest paid in the nation when compared to states with similar costs of living. Thousands of unionized teachers across the North Shore rallied last year to raise awareness about their lack of paid parental leave. State law requires most workers have access to the paid family and medical leave program, but that doesn't apply to municipal workers, including teachers. Page says it's long overdue, and the union will be pushing for the change this session.
We believe that educators, who make up the lion's share of those and are largely women, should have access to that, and that would take that off of the table and off of the contentious negotiations that happen across the state.
With more than $2 billion now raised in fair share amendment funds to help pay for public transportation and education, Page says the union will continue to lobby for debt-free higher education in Massachusetts beyond community college. The union also aims to correct the state's Chapter 70 formula and ensure state funding keeps up with inflation. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.